Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, starting this first episode of the podcast. Giving you a brief background, I've been in technology in India and the US for the past 25 years, primarily in software development, which includes both product development and software services. In recent times, we spend a considerable amount of time in e-commerce, and by God, we are loving it. One of the key reasons that we've decided to start the podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for the first generation entrepreneurs. So we thought, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward? I'll start the episode today with a quote from John F. Kennedy, the ex-president of the United States, which I think will potentially summarize the objective of this episode. He said, and I quote, "Effort and courage are not enough without purpose and direction," unquote. In the context of the episode, what I'm trying to say is that a strong purpose, and more importantly for today's discussion, a sense of direction is extremely important when you're trying to grow your business in the e-commerce space. And that, my friends, is the topic of today's discussion. For the benefit of our listeners, since this is our first episode, I will intentionally not be overly technical during the discussion. But having said that, in the following episodes of the podcast, depending on the nature of the topic, we could dig deeper in specific topics. In today's discussion, we'll try to engage our listeners on e-commerce marketplaces and e-commerce platforms. What they are, how do they work, their benefits, drawbacks, and more importantly, how and when to choose one over the other. We hope for budding entrepreneurs and established business owners, it will provide a sense of direction as they try to expand their business online. Also for existing online store owners who are trying to scale their businesses further. Okay, so let's get started. As suggested earlier, there are two key areas we will broadly be speaking today. One is e-commerce marketplaces and the other is e-commerce platforms. Let's first start with e-commerce marketplaces. Marketplaces are platforms where there are multiple sellers competing on a store to sell to buyers. This could often be for similar or even the same products. For buyers, it's a single domain or a store where they can compare and shop for the products from different sellers. When we talk about marketplaces, I think the one that comes to mind is Amazon. Phenomenal growth and market leader in the space, which we all know. What many people don't know is that it has been in existence for almost 30 years now. In similar ways, in India, we also have the Flipkarts, the Myntras, the Ajios, among others, that are also doing pretty well in this extremely competitive market space. Speaking of market spaces, marketplaces, we also have other platforms like eBay, which primarily offers a C2C experience, also called as a customer-to-customer, through their online marketplace. Functionally a bit different with their online auctions, but largely for this discussion, we'll categorize it as a marketplace. To elaborate further, marketplaces are typically operators that by definition don't own any of the products being showcased. They help sellers reach their intended customers or buyers through their platform. They are typically a multitude of sellers in each segment or category. Individual categories could include your fashion, electronics, grocery, footwear, cosmetics, beauty, you name it, and they have it. Other type of marketplaces also include those specific to categories. For example, you got the Myntras, which is focused on fashion. Another example would be Mumbai-based Pepperfry, which is based on furniture and home decor. For consumers or buyer, you know he's getting a lot of options to choose from for a particular category and product when they're using a marketplace. He has sellers actively competing with each other, including offering the best prices possible for the buyer. Now for the merchant, the seller selling on marketplace like an Amazon or Flipkart, they are literally getting a host of potential customers in one place. They don't have to build the infrastructure for the online store, and they could start actively selling in a few days. All they need to do is pay for the marketplace listing and other related charges and get started. Since there could be other competing sellers along with them, viewing for the same buyer's attention, and if they wish to promote their products, they could always pay an advertisement fee to promote their product at an obviously additional cost. Marketplaces would typically also have other supporting features like native mobile apps, which could be installed on the buyer's phone to bring the convenience of mobile shopping while buying the products. or even facilitating payment gateway and shipping, thus helping the merchants get started sooner. Now, if you contrast that to an e-commerce platform, an e-commerce platform is a website or an application that allows you to create your own online store and sell products directly to the customers. This platform provides tools, capabilities, and infrastructures for sellers to manage their online store. This includes showcasing products, processing orders, payments, shipping, and handling customer inquiries, and much more. E-commerce platforms are typically used by businesses that want full control over their online business, including the customer experience. Elaborating further, e-commerce platforms allows merchants to build, launch, manage, and market their own online store to eventually sell products while building an enduring brand. Unlike building a store from a ground up or from scratch using open source tools, e-commerce platforms have all the features and capability and infrastructure inbuilt to build a fully functioning online store within a short time. All this with a visually compelling customer experience. In a nutshell, an e-commerce platform empowers merchants or a seller to build, manage their own online store and sell directly to the customers. Most importantly, without an operator in between. An operator could be something like a Flipkart or an Amazon. The solution could be a hosted platform, often with monthly annual subscription fees. And there are other options as well, where the merchant manages the hosting, or there could be a one-time platform fee. The offerings could differ based on platforms and the merchant preferences. Your example of an e-commerce platform could be a Shopify, a BigCommerce, or BuildMyMart, our very own e-commerce platform. Now that we have briefly discussed both, I think it might be prudent to compare an e-commerce marketplace with an e-commerce platform. So we'll first start with the pros and cons for an e-commerce marketplace. The first one that comes to mind, which is the obvious one, is an exposure to a huge pre-existing customer base. Marketplaces typically have a huge customer base or visitors visiting a site, which makes it easier for sellers' products to be easily discovered by potential customers. This for me is a form of immediate gratification, which most sellers find it hard to resist. The second is the minimal upfront cost. There is a very minimal upfront cost for a marketplace if you compare that with an e-commerce platform. This because you're not building your own store. Hence, payment processing, hosting, shipping, the UI, the UX are already managed by a marketplace themselves. The third and also critical for sell is the trust and credibility. Typically for buyers, there's a much higher level of trust and credibility when it comes to an e-commerce marketplace like Amazon compared to an individual online store. So for example, you know, would you trust an Amazon more? Absolutely. And therein it comes the trust and credibility, even though the online store might be equally reliable. The last point, which is also important, is the reduced launch time. This with limited or no technical know-how as well as limited manpower to support it. Since the store and the format is predefined, adding another merchant for a marketplace takes less time. Hence, you also don't need any software development knowledge. So there are a lot of benefits when it comes to an e-commerce marketplace. Now that we have touched upon the pros for marketplaces, let's also consider the cons. The first that comes to mind is the marketplace fees. Marketplaces will have their own charges. It could be in the form of the marketplace fees, the listing charges, or also on the actual sale. These often honestly add up and end up eventually significantly eating up the merchant's overall profit margins. The second thing that comes to my mind is the limited or no customization. Given the fact that there are several sellers within the same category, there is very limited or no customization options in the marketplace as compared to an e-commerce platform. From a merchant standpoint, it makes it difficult to create a unique shopping experience for your customer. The third aspect that I'd like to bring to your attention is branding, which is a critical area worth mentioning. More often than not, there isn't much to establish and maintain a strong relationship and a brand identity. This to ensure that the customer keeps coming back for the product, apart from probably providing similar product at a cheaper pricing, there isn't honestly much to retain the customer. The fourth point that comes to my mind is the high degree of competition in the marketplace. Marketplaces are often highly competitive, as many sellers are often competing in the same space for similar products to a large and a diverse customer base. This can make it harder for seller and his products to stand out and get noticed in the crowd, which can eventually impact the sales. Unless, of course, you pay an additional fee for the marketplaces for visibility, which proportionally obviously increases your cost and further reducing your overall profit margins. Now that we've spoken about e-commerce marketplaces, let's touch a bit on the pros and cons for e-commerce platforms. We'll first talk about the pros. The first one, an obvious one, is brand identity. E-commerce platforms typically excel when it comes to branding. When it comes to elevating your customer experience, you have a lot more control over the look and the feel of your online store. Packed with features and functionality and supporting infrastructure, you can establish and maintain your brand's identity, not only resulting in sell, but often adding to further customer retention. The second benefit of using an e-commerce platform is customization. E-commerce platforms often offer more flexibility and customization option than marketplaces, allowing you to tailor your shopping experience to your specific business needs and preferences. Again, ensuring you are able to meet the specific needs of your business and the buyers. The third point that comes to my mind is customer data. When you sell on an e-commerce platform, you have a lot more access to the detailed details of the customer data, such as their contact information, their purchase history. I think that the analysis of which will help you better understand your customers, their behaviors, and eventually helping you make an informed decisions. This could be in the form of, say, discounts, your offers, personalization, and much more. The fourth point that comes to my mind is marketing opportunities. E-commerce platform offers you a wide range of marketing tools and features that can help you promote your product and reach new customer base based on your specific business needs. The last and the fifth point is the reduced overall fees. Over time, e-commerce platform charges are proportionally much, much lower compared to marketplace charges when you consider the per order fees. This can eventually help you save money and significantly increase your profitability over time. Finally, let's talk about the cons for an e-commerce platform. The first and the most important is an upfront cost. Setting up an e-commerce platform will initially be capital intensive than using a marketplace, as you need to design and build the online store. This will eventually also include the cost to support the digital marketing effort. When you're talking about digital marketing, when you sell on your online store on an e-commerce platform, you are responsible for driving traffic onto your store and promoting your products. This will require time and, more importantly, money, especially if you're just starting out and don't have a large following or established customer base. So digital marketing would be required to get customers to your stores. The third aspect is technical skills. Setting up and managing an e-commerce platform will require a certain level of technical skills, which may be a barrier for certain sellers who don't have the necessary technical skills or resources to support it. So just to summarize what we have done today, you know, we have looked into first the e-commerce marketplaces, looked into the pros and cons. We've done a similar exercise with e-commerce platforms, looked into the pros and cons, and eventually tried to compare both of them with each other. I would like to conclude this episode by saying that at the end of the day, it is your business vision, goal, strategy, and your existing capacity. Your capacity could be your financial, resourcing, knowledge, or time. That should help you decide which of the two, either it's an e-commerce marketplace or the e-commerce platform, you should choose, or even a combination of both if capacities are all aligned. The merit of both e-commerce marketplaces and e-commerce platform mentioned earlier should help you make an informed decision and help you set the direction of your e-commerce business going forward. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can always be reached at info@buildmymart.com. BuildMyMart is an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on new topics on e-commerce. that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while it. Cheers. Signing out, this is your host, Himanshu Parab. Thank you. Bye-bye.